Welcome to Zichru Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and we're in Maseches Brachos Daf Tes. So the 3 points we're going to focus on from this daf. Number one, there's a machlokas whether the Karban Pesach must be eaten before Chatzos, before midnight, or one has until the morning. Now the question is based on the fact that the Pasuk says the time of eating the Karban Pesach is at Shas Chipazon, a time of haste. So the question is, what haste are we referring to? Are we referring to the haste of the Mitzrim to free Bnei Israel, which occurred at night? It would be until Chatzos. Or are we referring to the haste of Bnei Israel to leave, which was in the morning? So again, the first point is the Malchokas, whether the Karban Pesach must be eaten before Chatzos or until the morning. Then we have the second Mishnah of Maseches Brachos introduced here on Daf Tes, which focuses on the proper time to recite Kriya Shema in the morning. And the Gemara is going to conclude it's when one can recognize Mashiachir, when one can recognize a friend at a distance of 4 amos away. And thirdly, we learned that one should always try to greet a Jewish king. Even greeting a non-Jewish king is valuable. Why? So in Olam Haba, in the future, we'll be able to better appreciate the kavod given to a Jewish king. So once again, these are the 3 points. Number one, the Malchokas, whether the Karban Pesach must be eaten before Chatzos or until the morning. And that's based on the question when Shas Chipazon is, the time of haste. Secondly, we have the second Mishnah focusing on Kriya Shema in the morning. And the Gemara is going to conclude that it begins when one can recognize a friend at a distance of 4 amos away. And finally, one should always try to greet a Jewish king. Even greeting a non-Jewish king is valuable. So in Olam Haba, he'll be able to better appreciate the kavod given to a Jewish king. All right, so now we have the simon. So the standard simon for Daf Tes is going to be a teapot. Why teapot? Well, they both have the T sound. And secondly, a test sort of looks like a teapot. I'm sure they probably sell a test-looking teapot somewhere. So we're going to use a teapot. So what do we have? What's our simon? So you have this person quickly pouring tea for the group eating their Karban Pesach at midnight. And that person suddenly sees his friend from 4 amos away wearing a souvenir crown he bought at a parade to greet the king. So once again, you have this person quickly pouring tea. The quickly is a remez to Shas Chipazon, the haste, for the group eating the Karban Pesach at midnight. So that's the one approach, one shita in terms of when the Karban Pesach must be eaten. And he suddenly sees his friend from 4 amos away. So that's Kriya Shema in the morning can be said when a person can recognize his friend from 4 amos away. And that friend is wearing a souvenir crown he bought at the parade to greet the king. And that's remind us that it's chashuv to greet kings, even non-Jewish kings, so eventually we'll appreciate the kavod given to a Jewish king. So that's our simon for Daf Tes. All right, so now we're going to do our 4 blot back chazora, and thanks to the input of one of our Zichru members, I'm going to include at the very end the daf we did today, so you can have it connected in context, and it's a good review. So here we go, going back to Daf Hay. So Daf Hay we know is a haystack is our symbol. Is our simon. So we have Kriya Shema Amita, is like the one who has a double-edged sword to slay the Mezikin. Then we have the Shalosh Matanos Tovos, the 3 good gifts that are acquired only through Yusurin, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And then we have through the Maisa, the story of Rabbi Yochanan, needing someone to heal him, even though he had the capacity to heal others, of Ein Chavush Matir Atzmo Bebeis Yusurin, that one can't free himself from his own prison. Then we go to Daf Vav. The simon for Daf Vav is a sword. So the first point is that one who has a Makam Kavua, set place for davening, is considered a Talmud of Avram Avinu, and he will receive similar help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have Hashem wears tefillin with parshios that proclaim the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, such as Mika Amcha Yisrael. And finally, the third point was that one who benefits from a wedding seuda, a banquet, without being mesamech the chasen, without bringing joy to the groom, violates 5 kolos, kol sasun, kol simcha. If he does gladden the chasen, then he zochet the Torah, which will be given with 5 sounds. Then we go to Daf Zayin. Daf Zayin, the simon is a gun. So the first point is that we know that Bilam knew the exact moment when the Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. It's a rega. And the story of Rabbi Yeshua knew when it was when the rooster's comb turns pale and stands on 1 foot. The second point was after the Chet Egel, Moshe requested to understand the sugi of Tzadik Varalo Varasha Vatovula, why the righteous suffer and why the evil prosper. And the third point is we learn from the fact that Elisha's relationship to Eliyahu is characterized by his pouring water on his Rebbe's hands, that Gedoa Shemusha Shel Torah Yosem Lamuda, that's greater to attend to a Talmud Chacham's needs than actually learning from him. Then we go to Daf Ches. The simon for Daf Ches is a challah. So we have things that a person should daven for that require timely response, a good wife, Torah, an easy death, a burial, a nearby bathroom. The second point is that since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem only has the 4 amos of Halacha in his world. Right? Mejiyom Shecharu Beis HaMikdash, Ein L'Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Olamo, Ela 4 amos Shel Halacha. And the third point was that one should always complete the weekly parsha with the tzibur, with the congregation reading, Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, reading the pasuk twice in Hebrew and once in the Targum, in the Aramaic translation. One who does so merits that his days and years are prolonged. He has a richas yamim v'shanim. And the symbol for that was the bachrim are standing around a massive 4 amah long segula challah, and they're inserting their tefillahs in it for a good shidduch written both in Hebrew and Aramaic. And then we have today's daf test. The symbol for daf test is a teapot. So the first point we said was the machlokas whether the Karban Pesach must be eaten before chatzos or one has until the morning. And that's based on the fact that the Karban Pesach must be eaten shas chipazon, at the time of haste. The question is that the haste of the mitzrim getting the yidden out, which would be at night, or the haste of Bnei Yisrael to leave, which was in the morning? The second point was, we have the second Mishnah of Maseches Brachas here on Daf Tes, focusing on when to say Kriya Shema in the morning, and the Gemara concludes it's when one can recognize a friend at a distance of 4 amos away. And thirdly, one should always try to greet a Jewish king. Even greeting a non-Jewish king is valuable, so in Olam Haba, he'll be able to better appreciate the kavod given to a Jewish king. And the sim for today is, you have this person who's quickly pouring tea for the group, eating the Karban Pesach at midnight. He suddenly sees his friend from 4 amos away wearing a souvenir crown he bought at the parade to greet the king. Okay, now it's time for the pop quiz. I just want to share, I got a great suggestion from one of our members, Yehuda, who said that the amount of time, the gap I was giving to answer was a little bit too short for him. So instead of creating pressure, he just presses the pause button. So I will try to give enough time, but by all means, the goal is here not to pressure you in any which way. Just press the pause button and then think and try to get the answer. Here we go. All right, so which daf do we have the Gimel Mishmaros, the three watches in the heavens where Hashem laments the destruction of the base of Mikdash? That is on daf Gimel. And where do we learn that there are certain tefillos that require a timely response, like a shidduch? That's on daf Ches. Good. And where do we learn that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? Right, the parshios include Mikam Chisrael. What daf was that on? That's on daf Vav. Great. Where do we learn that there are Shalosh Matanos Tovos, three good gifts that were given to Klal Yisrael, but they're acquired through Yisurins, through afflictions? That's on daf Hey. And where do we learn that one should always try to greet a melech, greet a king, even a non-Jewish king, so we can distinguish the kavod given to him versus the one that's going to be given to Melech HaMashiach? That's on daf Tess. And where do we learn out that Gadol Shemusha Shatora Yosmi Lamuda, that serving a Rebbe is greater than learning from him? That's on daf Zion. Great, that's it for our pop quiz for today. I want to make two announcements. One, I'm going to put out a grand pop quiz for the first week, which will be more comprehensive, more questions on it. It's coming up very shortly. And secondly, if you're listening to Zichru on the AllDaf app, you might not be aware that there are also memory coaching videos that we send out, as well as review materials that we send out. So you can access those right now by subscribing at zichru.com or joining our WhatsApp group by texting 973-440-3013. Once again, 973-440-3013. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.